The first reading today, we hear about wisdom, and wisdom is presented in a personified manner, a feminine form, obviously, because the word wisdom in Greek is Sophia, and so a feminine noun, but nonetheless presented in a very divine way. And so we recognize, as St. Paul tells us in his second letter to the Corinthians, Jesus is the wisdom of God. So when we look at that point of wisdom, even though it is presented in a feminine way here because of the Greek word, it is the second person of the Trinity, ultimately, that we're talking about. And so we have that. We also have, as we hear about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord that fills the whole world, is all-embracing, knows what man says. And so all this to be able to say, what we need to do is make sure that we pray for wisdom. That's what is being presented in the Book of Wisdom, in the Book of Proverbs, and some of the wisdom writings. It is to pray for wisdom. Wisdom is not the same as knowledge. It's not the same as understanding. Wisdom comes from experience. And the wisdom we're talking about here in the spiritual sense comes from experience in prayer. It comes from the experience of God. And so as we grow in that experience of God, we grow in our knowledge of God, and we become more conformed to God, which is what our whole life is supposed to be. And so if we look then at the gospel reading, and say, am I really doing this? We can maybe look back in our lives and see where we have been the cause of somebody else sinning. And if we have moved beyond that and we're not doing those things anymore, you can see the improvement that's there. You can see that there is something happening. You're making these positive changes. If you look at it and say, no, I'm still the one that's causing people to sin by my bad example or by my encouragement or whatever, well, then we've got some work to do. And once again, the necessity of praying more for that wisdom of God to be there. Are we forgiving people? That doesn't seem to us to be a matter of wisdom, but in fact it is. Because if we do not forgive somebody, it is we who are weighed down. As we heard that in the first reading, that into a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor does she dwell in a body under the debt of sin. And so if we're not forgiving somebody, it means we're hanging on to something. And ultimately, it's destructive to us. Doesn't help the other person any, but it's destructive to us. And so wisdom can't get in there because we don't allow it. Because we have decided that holding on to something that is not good is better than having the wisdom of God. Because the Lord, in his wisdom, has told us that we must forgive. We pray for forgiveness over and over and over again. Just pay attention at Mass. How many times do we pray for forgiveness? You will notice not once do we pray for justice. We're going to get it. So we don't need to ask for that. We need to pray for forgiveness. It's part of the wisdom of God. But the Lord also made clear that if we're going to seek forgiveness, we have to be willing to forgive. So we have to be willing to let go of things. We have to be willing to forgive people so that we can be free. So that we can be more like God. Once again, that's what it's all about. If we're going to come and say, okay, God is merciful and forgiving, which again is exactly what we hear in the first reading today, that God will certainly forgive, and yet at the same time, he's not going to overlook sin. So he's going to hold the guilty responsible, but he is forgiving. We're not being asked to do anything different. If somebody has done something wrong, yes, we acknowledge that what they did was wrong. But we have to be willing to forgive because we want to be more like God. It frees us. I mean, it's all in our favor anyway, But if we look at it from that point of the wisdom, why in his wisdom would God be telling us to do this? The idea is that we are to become more and more like our blessed Lord. What is it that we seek from him? Mercy and forgiveness. Well, if that's supposed to be, and we are supposed to be like him, that means we have to be more merciful and more forgiving. So that's why this is so critical for us. Yes, it frees us up. Yes, it opens the way for wisdom. Yes, it helps us to be able to grow in holiness and so on. But ultimately, what all that does is conform us more and more perfectly to Jesus. In other words, it conforms us more and more perfectly to the wisdom of God. So this is something necessary for us. And then we have that point of increase our faith. And our Lord said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you'd say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey. Once again, the wisdom of God. To have that confidence, to have that trust, to be able, as, you know, obviously our Lord had it because he is God, but to be able to see that absolute confidence that God will do what he has promised to do. We all know that in our heads, but the reality is most of us don't believe it because we don't have a lot of confidence. Confidence means with faith. And so we're lacking in that faith. We're not necessarily lacking in the faith of, here's what the church teaches and that's what I believe. That's the objective kind of faith. But now we need that subjective kind of faith to be able to say, if this is what the church teaches and it's what I believe, now how do I put that into practice? The church teaches that God is absolutely good, God is absolutely loving, God is all these things, then why don't I put that into practice? Why am I not living that? Why don't I have confidence in that? Jesus told us that if we ask for something and we have that true faith, it's going to be given. Again, obviously, that means conformity to the will of God. You can ask God for something stupid or something sinful. He's obviously not going to answer that prayer. But at the same time, if we are more conformed to God, which is what we see in the saints, what they ask for, they get. Because they're not asking for selfish things. They're not asking for bad things. They're asking in accordance with the will of God. And they have confidence when they pray, and their prayers are answered because they have been conformed to the wisdom of God. That conformity, once again, comes only through experience. And so as they pray and as they live this, they become more and more conformed to the Lord. So that has to be what we're about. Praying for wisdom, for the outpouring of the Spirit of God and indwelling of the Most Holy Trinity. But it's also praying for the grace to conform ourselves to the wisdom that we receive. Because wisdom is a person. It is the person of Jesus Christ. And so we want to be conformed to Christ. And that's what this is all about. So we want to get rid of sin, confess our sins. We don't want a body that's weighed down by the debt of sin, as we heard in the first reading. So we need to confess our own sins. We need to look at where we are not being God-like. In other words, where we're not forgiving, where we're not being merciful, where we're not being loving, all those areas, so that we can begin to really work at conforming ourselves to the wisdom of God, to the Lord Jesus Christ.